Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name again, it's Kerry Stevenson. Today, I'm bringing you plenty back again, plenty of good news from plenty. ASX code is PLT. Now, they listed just a year ago, I think, and joining me today is founder and CEO, Daniel Foggo. And last time we spoke to Daniel was back in July. And seriously, they were just getting started. And I've asked Daniel to come back on because the growth has been phenomenal, and I want to find out a little bit more about Plenty and how they're disrupting the market. So, Daniel, good to see you again. It's not been that long since I spoke to you in July, but you've hit a certain milestones. But before we go into that, brief overview of Plenty for those that may not know that you're disrupting and reinventing the loan, the lending market.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Kerry. And look, we did only meet 3 months ago, but a lot can happen in our world in 3 months. So we're a fintech lender. We're growing very rapidly. We offer loans in three verticals. So automotive loans, renewable energy loans, so loans for solar panels and home batteries, and personal loans. We're the largest consumer fintech lender in Australia in terms of loans that we've originated. We've also got very diverse funding. We let mum and dad investors fund loans, along with governments, banks, and other traditional funding sources.
In the personal loan sector, what are you doing to get market share from, because there's plenty of them out there, including, I guess, the banks and others that are doing this, but what are you doing to disrupt the personal loan market? Is it the customer experience or what is it?
It's all about the customer experience and making sure that we use our proprietary technology to deliver a better customer experience, to make it easier for people to get finance, to be more efficient in the way we operate. And I think, you know, all of those things I've just sort of characterized are evident by what's happened over the last 5 or 6 years, which is a real shift in market share from the big four banks primarily to fintech businesses like ourselves. You know, there's been a big movement towards fintech businesses in terms of market share, and we've been a key beneficiary in that regard.
I have to ask you this one. I think we did cover this last time, but I want to just remind me as well. Do you get people saying that you could potentially be seen as predatory lenders, especially in the personal loan market? And how do you respond to that?
I think quite the opposite, actually. Look, our average borrower is very strong from a credit perspective. If people understand what a credit score is, our average credit score is over 820 across our loan portfolio, which, you know, it's the highest of any loan book I know of in Australia. So rather, we're focused on offering the best customers the best rates rather than funding those customers that can't get a loan from a bank. So okay. Definitely... it's all about actually, you know, providing a better experience, providing better value to the customer, a faster experience. And so I think what we're actually doing is we're taking a lot of the best personal loan customers. The same is also true across our automotive lending and our renewable energy lending as well.
Excuse me. With your renewable energy, why did you go into that vertical?
Look, we started in personal loans and deliberately went into both automotive and renewable for similar reasons. Large, attractive markets where you've also got really strong credit. So specifically to renewable energy, you know, these are homeowners you're lending to. They're relatively small loans, you know, very low loss rates. We're talking, you know, 30 or 40 basis points a year in terms of credit losses, which contrasts very strongly. So great from a credit perspective. We've also, you know, would note there's, you know, relatively few players in that segment. We saw it as being underserved. So we saw an opportunity to become a meaningful player quite quickly. And then finally, it's the right space to be focusing one's business. You know, we want to be doing our part to encourage, you know, a more clean environment. So, you know, that's one of the key drivers in that space. When we launched in that space, we actually attracted capital from the CFC, the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, which is a government entity. Really shows what we've been able to do there.
And is that, what's the growth been like in that sector for you?
In the last year, it's grown 78% in terms of originations. We launched a buy now finance later, buy now pay later offering earlier this year, and that's really been one of the key drivers of our growth in that space. So we now offer a loan, which is predominantly for customers buying batteries and solar, and buy now pay later finance, which is predominantly just for solar. So that's been a real catalyst for growth.
That would be fantastic. Yeah, because that buy now pay later sector has grown phenomenally. So that's, you've added that in to not just loans, you're using not just technology, but you're saying, well, we can also use that buy now pay later model within our company.
Indeed, exactly. Yes.
So 78% in renewable energy market, personal loan market, what's the growth there?
Look, we're really pleased, and if I focus on the last quarter, we grew our personal loan originations by 7%, despite the fact that actually personal loan demand reduced quite substantially whilst New South Wales and Victoria in particular were in lockdown. So what we've seen is really strong market share gains in the personal loan market. We've focused on areas where people are still spending money. So, you know, if people are buying cars that might not fit as a secured loan, you know, we've been able to provide loans to people in those circumstances. We've also been able to help people buy leisure goods. There's a lot of demand for leisure goods at the moment.
There is, yep.
That, you know, horse floats, caravans, trailers, those sorts of things. You know, jet skis, anything where once out of lockdown, someone wants to go and have a good time, you know, there's been quite strong demand there.
I want to come back to lockdown and COVID and how that may or may not have impacted your business. But before I do, the final one I want to focus on is the automotive market, the auto loan market. Has that given you, is that growing for you? Because I know that the secondhand car market seems to have grown, but possibly the new car market has come back a little bit.
Look, in the last quarter, again, to focus on that, you know, we've seen some really strong demand in our automotive lending. We actually grew our originations in the last quarter by 25% over the prior quarter. That's despite the lockdowns in New South Wales and Victoria. And year on year, the growth was, you know, just under 160%. So
year on year, 160.
160%, yes. So look, automotive lending, it's a very large market. We benefit from being a fintech, you know, customer-centric business, which is really taking market share, helped by the fact a number of large incumbents are exiting that market. So we've recently seen Westpac sell its automotive lending business, withdrawing from the dealership channel. And that's leaving a real vacuum for businesses like ours, and in particular Plenty, to build market share in that space. So we see a very long runway for us to continue to grow there. We currently fund, you know, over $50 million of automotive loans a month, but we see a long runway in front of us, given this is, you know, nearly $40 billion of automotive lending every year.
Daniel, what makes Plenty unique? Because as investors, we're looking for companies with growth, which clearly you're growing. You're one year old, is that right? When did you list?
We listed in September last year, so okay. 1 year. Yes, we've been lending.
So you're still a baby. You've had some good, strong growth. What is where do you see that? Is it just the customer experience? Is it the way that you do things? Explain to investors where, if we were to invest in Plenty right now, what's the investment thesis, I guess?
Sure, Kerry, let me give you three reasons here for people to think about investing in Plenty. I think first is our growth, both in terms of our track record and then the growth opportunity ahead, given the size of our markets. So one, growth. Two, the customer experience we deliver, you know, as allowing us to achieve that growth and also delivering us real operational leverage as we scale. So, you know, that is about customer experience and technology. And thirdly, you know, we just updated our guidance to investors. We brought forward two really significant milestones. One is when we had $1 billion loan book, and the second is when we reached profitability or cash impact profitability. We've brought both of those milestones forward in terms of our objectives to this quarter, so before the end of this calendar year. So they're really the three reasons.
If those are the three reasons, when when is your quarterly? November, your quarterly comes out. When are we going to see some numbers?
So we just released a quarterly trading update yesterday, which is available on the ASX. We've got our half-year results on the 17th of November. So we'll release more, you know, around our financials and financial objectives there going forward over a number of years.
I think my final question to you is, do you see the growth, like 1 year on, massive growth? Do you see yourselves continuing to grab market share?
Look, I think in the last year, yes, our originations have grown, you know, 140%. Our loan book's grown 110%. You know, these are the sorts of numbers that even at our scale, most observers would see as being challenging. But I think the reality is we're in really large markets. You know, if we do our job effectively, we can continue to achieve some strong growth for many years to come.
You just said you're going to bring the profitability forward. Whenever I hear that, I go, dividends. Do you have a dividend? You know, again, you know, for shareholders out there, what's your policy?
No decisions made yet in terms of dividend policy.
I tried, guys.
That's right.
No, nothing as yet. But you bought the profitability forward. You've got the $1 billion loan book forward. I note as well that I think Moelis have got a price target of $1.95. And I believe Shaw's were just over $2 and you're trading at about $1.50 at the moment. You happy with those numbers?
Look, it's always good to have a price target above where you're trading. Look, I do think there's obviously some potential catalysts going forward, which has given the brokers confidence, and particularly those milestones that I just mapped out. You know, they're something that the brokers have really focused on.
Daniel Foggo, it's been a delight to chat to you again. Ladies and gentlemen, as he's taking that loan, rebranding the way loans are done and making it a better customer experience. You know, if you're not a shareholder yet, why not try them out for the loans? What's the website again, Daniel?
www.plenty.com.au. So that's plenty with an I, P-L-E-N-T-I.
It is up in the corner. That's plenty, right. Just above your, so plenty.com.au. And there's also a lot of information on there. They're creating a much better customer experience, not only for those people in the automotive, but personal loans and the renewable energy. What could be better? Daniel Foggo, founder and CEO of Plenty. Thanks for joining us on Small Caps today.
Thank you very much, Kerry.